Sammy, before you go, I haven't got speaking to you since Arlene was appointed as First Minister and leader of your party. Why did you not pursue your desire to be leader of your party?
Well, it became quite clear that the majority of people in the party were supportive of Arlene. I didn't wish to cause any difficulties for her at all. I believe that Arlene will be a superb leader. She's already shown herself to be very adept at the job so far. Even papers like the Financial Times this week were praising her for her tenacity and her pragmatism, etc. And I think that it would have been wrong for me, knowing that the majority of people wish to support her, to have divided the vote. I want to see Arlene and the party do well. I think that she will be, and she is, the best person for the job. Yeah. And I have no doubt that you will find that she will be a formidable leader.
Yeah, but
in the months ahead, when you interview her and you have to question her on the direction she's taking the party.
But very, very quickly after you said you were considering standing for leader, Peter Robinson tweeted saying Arlene was nominated and already had the majority support. Did you feel that you should have been given a heads up about that? Did you feel betrayed by that? Did you feel shafted by that?
I think that you've got to ask Peter why he did that. It's nothing to do with me. He made that decision.
Why do you think Peter did it?
Well, I don't know why he did it. I haven't spoken to him about it. So
did you feel hurt by it?
I really don't know. It was an indication of where the party was at that time. And I took my decision based on that. I took my decision based on, first of all, because I don't wish to, I didn't wish that we would have a leadership contest which would divide the party. And secondly, I think anyway that Arlene will be a great first
I hear that about Arlene, Sammy. I hear that about Arlene. But you've been on this programme with me many, many times, batting for Peter, fighting for Peter. So when you said you were considering standing for leader and Peter tweets that publicly, rather than picking up the phone to you first, did you feel, were you hurt by that?
I think that you really have to ask the person who did it.
Yeah, but how did you feel about him doing it?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, we have our ups and downs in political life, we always do. I've told you that I made my decision that Arlene, if she was a party's choice, I would back that, and I will give her my full backing, just as I gave Peter Robinson my full backing, and I will give her advice when she...
Have you spoken to Peter Robinson since he sent that tweet?
And I will give her advice. No, I haven't had the opportunity to.
You haven't spoken to Peter Robinson since he sent that tweet. A long-time political friend and colleague of yours?
Well, I have... obviously, he's been involved in lots of things in the rundown from the job and changing over, the changeover. I've been involved. We've had the Christmas period in between as well. I am absolutely sure that I will have plenty of opportunity to speak to Peter Robinson now that he's retired, and he will have plenty of opportunity.
Did you send him a goodwill note when he did retire?
I wished him good. I wished him all the best when he told me he was going to retire, and I indicated to him that I hoped that he would have good health in retirement. Yes, I've done that.
Do you consider him a friend?
Peter's been a friend for 40 years. He's been a political mentor. I worked with him in East Belfast.
Still a friend?
I worked with him in the executive.
Is he still a friend?
Well, I don't dispense with friends that easily, Stephen. As far as I'm concerned, there's always ups and downs in every friendship.
So was that a down when he sent that tweet?
But I don't dispense with friends as easily.
Was that a down when he sent that tweet?
I hope that people never find me fair weather friend. I hope that people find me a friend who will stick by them.
Okay, here's the last question. If you want to avoid it, no problem, because I'm grateful for you coming on. Were you hurt when he sent that tweet, yes or no?
As far as I was concerned, that was a decision which was made. The tweet was sent out for whatever reason. I just took it as one of those things that happens in politics, and I'll move on from it.
Okay. Sam-